This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is meteorologist Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com.
Last week, we ended by talking about air masses. We said an air mass was a large section of the lower atmosphere in which the temperature and humidity approximately the same at any given level. We also mentioned that the boundary line between two air masses is called a front. The greater the difference in characteristics between the two air masses, the stronger the front. Fronts are important now for two reasons, folks. Fronts are usually accompanied by clouds and precipitation, and second, they usually bring a change in the weather. Now, there are four basic types of fronts. First, the stationary front. That's a front where cloudiness prevails along the entire frontal boundary, with most of the precip occurring in the cold air north of the front. If the air is very cold to the north and very warm to the south of the front, the result would be widespread and heavy precipitation. Then there's the cold front. A cold front forms when cold air pushes into warm air. Cold air is heavier than warm air, and so when the two air masses meet, the cold air plows under the warm air. The cold air forces the warm air to rise, cool, and the moisture in the air is squeezed out in the form of showers and thunderstorms. And severe thunderstorms may develop in advance of a rapidly moving, steep-sloped cold front, especially in warm, humid air. These severe thunderstorms can often produce hail, along with damaging surface winds, sometimes in excess of 70 miles an hour. With the strongest cold fronts, you know, those that are rapidly moving, steep slope, big temperature differential, very warm and sticky air, well, tornadoes may form. Now, directly behind cold fronts, winds shift into the northwest and the sky clears. If the cold front is moving rapidly, the skies clear quickly. A slower moving front causes cloudiness to linger. Then there's the warm front. A warm front forms when warm, moist air moves into heavy cold air. The warm, moist air is forced to rise over the cold air. The slope is usually very gentle. However, warm air is forced to rise, so the temperature lowers and moisture is squeezed out of the air. Cloudy, wet, or white conditions prevail ahead of or north of a warm front. If the air north of the warm air is cold enough, precipitation may be in the form of snow. The snow then may change to sleet, freezing rain, and finally rain as temperatures rise above the freezing mark closer to the actual point where the warm front actually touches the ground. Now, in the warm sector of a storm, that's that area between the warm front and the cold front, the weather is usually partly cloudy and warm. Finally, there's the occluded front. This is a little more difficult to explain. If a warm front exists, let's say along the Mississippi River, and a cold front is barreling east and southeast from the Great Plains, the cold front eventually catches up to and overtakes the warm front. The warm air is once again forced to rise by the advancing cold air, and as the cold front rides up the warm front, all warm air is forced to rise, and no warm air resides at the surface. Snow that may be falling no longer changes to sleet and freezing rain or rain, but continues as snow until the occluded front has passed. Now let's take a look at Mother Nature's extreme temper tantrums. Well, first is the tornado. Of course, tornadoes are the most severe examples of Mother Nature's wrath. Most tornadoes occur in an area having severe thunderstorms and form as a result of the tremendous instability that can be caused by warm, muggy air at the surface and very cold, dry air aloft. Most tornadoes occur just ahead of rapidly moving strong cold fronts. Now, the tornado spawning grounds in the United States are the Midwest, the Southern Plains from Texas to Missouri, the Deep South from Arkansas to Mississippi and Florida. On a radar screen, a tornado appears as a hook in the midst of several severe thunderstorms. Winds around the center of a tornado have been estimated as strong as 500 miles an hour. The diameter of a tornado may vary from as little as a few hundred feet to as much as a mile or more. Several tornadoes have been devastating and demolish everything in its path, including steel beams and concrete. Nothing is safe in a tornado unless it's underground. Now, next week, we're going to take a look at hurricanes, and we're going to start a little long-range forecasting for the upcoming summer. Stay tuned.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You are listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You're headed into the boss's office to negotiate a raise. Avoid saying these two words during the process. Yes and no.
Negotiation expert Victoria Pinchon advises against saying yes to the first offer because your boss probably has more to offer.
Instead, say, I appreciate your proposal. I did some research on my current market value, and it's X percent more than that.
Don't say no if you come to an impasse. Instead, ask, what stands in the way of paying my market value? Then offer alternatives, like more time off, based on the response.
Be savvy with your vocabulary to get the raise you deserve. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bummin!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to double your reading speed? It's so simple and easy to do. Here's the science of it. There's an established relationship between your brain and your hands.
Keep your filthy hands to yourself.
So if you want to double your reading speed, take your index finger and use it as a pacer. Start at the first word on a line of text, and in a never-stopping, sweeping behavior, trace your finger under the line you're reading until you get to the last word. Then start over at the next line.
It's just as easy as everyone thinks it is.
Your eyes will follow and reading speed increases as your finger sweeps under the words. This is the main premise behind many of the very expensive rapid reading courses. What's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of point and click, finger sweep the line. You'll focus more and you'll read faster. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.